All of us live in relationships, whether with a partner, with our parents or siblings, with children or with co-workers. And some relationships flow easily and the energy feels just right. Other relationships are more disharmonious or more challenging. They're mild irritations or sometimes even real conflicts. So today we're going to meditate on a relationship. I invite you to pick one relationship to take a closer look at, one where there's a mild annoyance or small issues to resolve, and you will have an opportunity to shift the energy of that relationship in our meditation. Shifting the energy happens each time one person does something even just slightly different, for example, shifts their perspective and changes how they feel about the relationship or about the other person. When it comes to our relationships, there's always our perspective, and then there's the perception or perspective or position of the other person. There's also a third party, the relationship itself. We will look today at that third entity and ask, what is it that this relationship needs? What is trying to unfold or happen for this relationship? And this is not necessarily about fixing a relationship, but about understanding it from a higher perspective. It's about getting clarity on the nature of that particular relationship and the learning from it. So let's begin. Make yourself really comfortable. And we will take three deep breaths. And on your exhale, you're just going to drop your breath. So nice deep breath in. And let it go. Nice deep breath in. And drop your breath. And one more. Breathing in. And letting go. And then just focus on your breathing. Make sure that all your breaths are full, deep, and complete. Breathe all the way into your belly. Let your belly come out like a balloon on your inhale. And on your exhale, your belly is naturally becoming smaller. So breathing in relaxation. And on your exhale, just letting go. Breathing in peace. And exhaling all struggles. And again, breathing in calm. And letting go of everything that is in the way of calm. And one more time, nice deep breath in. Breathing in relaxation. And on your exhale, just letting go of everything that you don't need, don't want right now. And then connect with the earth's grounding energy underneath you. Imagine you're outside in nature going on a beautiful walk and you feel that nurturing, nourishing energy. You can smell the earth, the soil. And imagine that you can breathe that grounding, nurturing, nourishing energy up through your feet. You just draw it up through your feet, up your legs, up your spine. And you bring it all the way into your heart, into the center of your chest. And then you become aware of the sky energy above your head. And just feel that vast, infinite sky energy. And imagine drawing it down through the center of your head. Draw it also into your heart, into the center of your chest. Now do both at the same time. Allow the grounding earth energy to come up through your legs. And the sky energy to come down, and they're both meeting in your heart, in the center of your chest. Now focus on your heart and bring up heartfelt feelings. Think or relive a memory that was full of love, laughter, joy, peace, harmony, flowing in the moment, bliss. And then just drop into that loving heart space as you connect with that memory. Allowing strong, heartfelt feelings in the center of your chest. And then bring to mind that one relationship where you would like to shift the energy for. choose a relationship with a mild hot spot or disagreement. And this should be a relationship that you really care about. And I'll give you a short moment to decide which relationship you want to discover more about. Now imagine, feel, sense, intuit yourself in a healing space. Maybe it's a beautiful place outside in nature, or it's another healing place. Or perhaps it's a golden circle of white light you step into. And within that healing space, find a triangle. The first corner of a triangle is your personal corner. Imagine, see, feel, or sense the other person in the second corner of the triangle. And then silently in your mind, speak to this person directly and tell them your feelings and opinions on the disagreement. I will give you a moment to do that. Now, in this beautiful state of meditation, you can do something quite extraordinary. You can step over to that corner that the other person is standing in, and you can melt with them. You can melt your energy with their energy, and you become that other person. So see, feel, imagine yourself melting into the other person, and you are now looking at you. You're seeing with their eyes. Really let yourself embody that other person and experience the situation from their position or perspective. What is his or her position and feelings? Sincerely talk for her to you. Silently express what this person wants to say to you. Now that both voices have been heard, move to the third corner of a triangle, which is between the two positions. This third corner is where the relationship system lives. So shake off the identity of both these people, yourself and the other person. Really leave them behind in their respective corners. And now intuitively feel your way into how the relationship feels, as if it were a living, breathing entity with wisdom of its own. Let yourself become the relationship. Look at the two people in the relationship from the eyes of this third entity. These are your two people. You care for both of them. Maybe you want to imagine embracing them both. And really feel yourself being the relationship itself. And from the perspective of a relationship, ask yourself the following questions. Being the relationship, what do you feel as you look at these two people who are in a small conflict with each other? What do you, the relationship itself, know that they don't know. As the relationship, what do you need from them as a pair? Now move back to the first corner of the triangle and step back into your own body. What is new for you as a result of this exercise? How has your perspective shifted or broadened stepping into the other two positions? What insights or higher perspective did you gain? What is one action step you could take, knowing what you know now? Now, for the rest of our meditation, I would like you to allow yourself to be in a loving heart space, feeling the love for yourself and for the other person you are in a relationship with, or maybe for several people you have a relationship with. Just think about different people in your life and really feel them in your heart. Allow your heart chakra to be wide open and strong as you think of those different people. Perhaps you can allow the energy in your heart in the center of your chest to go round and round in a clockwise direction. Just feel it getting stronger and stronger, spinning faster and faster. And then send that loving heart energy out from your chest, from your heart, into the field around you. And now, at the same time, rotate the energy in your field around you into the other direction, counterclockwise. And again, let that energy just spin faster and faster. Your heart energy is spinning one way with the clock, and your energy field is spinning anti-clockwise. Just continue spinning and opening up your awareness. Notice if any other messages or images come through, and feel your heart energy strong and vibrant, and that loving energy going out from you to the entire universe. Just being aware that everything out there exists within you. You're part of the universe is part of you. And when you're ready, you can come back into this room, into the space and time, but bringing with you the beautiful new insights on your relationship and that strong heart energy. And then set the silent intention to act on those new insights and messages.